Your father was raised 106 B. We were learning a Gewaltige Sugya about a Brune. The Brune said, somebody washes his hands, cannot do Kiddush. Why? It's what we saw in the Rashkam. Why can't you do Kiddush? Very good. Because if you do Kiddush, then you have the Hesek. You have to do a new Kiddush today, and therefore better get somebody else to wash for you. And that way, to make Kiddush for you, and that way you won't have to do another washing. But you say that came out from it, that Kiddush in between, which is the diamond of the Maitri, the aspect. To which Yitzchok Bashmul said, no, it's not true. I was at Rav, and I saw Rav actually made Kiddush over bread. So what do you see if you made Kiddush over bread? He must have washed first. And then he did Kiddush. Okay. Did you Kiddush? No, I have sick. For which the Rashbam says, okay, we could have made a chiluk. And say, yeah, Kiddush is not hefsek if you're doing other bread. But maybe if you're doing other wine, it's hefsek because you haven't got to your bread yet. Yeah, but the Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara didn't answer that. I mean, the Gemara understood that there is no difference in the end of the day between making Kiddush over wine over bread. If it's a hefsek for wine, it'll be a hefsek for bread. And if it's not a hefsek for bread, it's not a hefsek for wine either. And that's the maskanas of sugar. So you come down, according to the maskanas of sugar, it's not a hefsek. So, by the end of the day, we'll discuss whether that's the right thing to do, the right way to be, but we'll see that. That's what the Rashbam says. Along came Jesus and said, Ravina Samta, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. You're telling me that Rav made Kiddush on bread. And he made Kiddush on bread, and therefore, if you see, it's not Hesek. But, says Jesus, what's comparison with Rav? Kiddush on bread is certainly no Hesek that governs his diet. Why? The way we understand the Tesis was because you're doing the Tesis Daim and straight away Hamoitzi. And if you're doing it straight away Hamoitzi, you have no Hesek between the two. So that's why it's not Hesek. I think if you do Kiddush on wine, she's done the Tesis Daim, and then you're saying something, and then only after that you're going to be making your Birchas Hamoitzi. She had a Hesek between the Tesis Daim and the Birchas Hamoitzi. That was the Council of Tesis. In the middle, Tesis put in the bit about Gobel Eturi at the end, saying, but one second, you're making Kiddush after Birchas Hamoitzi. So maybe it should be a Hesek. So no, that's called Gobel Eturi. That's called Gobel Eturi, which means, you know, the halacha is, if you made Birchas Hamoitzi and then you realize that your animal hasn't been fed, so you can tell that, you can tell somebody's going to feed the animal, you can even feed the animal yourself. So you see, between the Birchas Hamoitzi and eating, there's no problem. As long as you're involved in the food. So there's no problem. You can get involved in other things as long as it's part of to do with the food. And therefore there's no problem getting involved in Kiddush between the Birchas Hamoitzi and the eating, because that's all like Gavodah Tzuri. But to be mastic between the Tzivis Yedayim and the Birchas Hamoitzi, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible that you can't do. So he thought, Chazal Zeidah seemed to say that it's worse to talk between the Tzivis Yedayim and Birchas Hamoitzi than to talk between Birchas Hamoitzi and eating. Kiddush Gobel. And then this morning I saw Sfas Emes also asked some places, what are you talking about Gobel Eturi? And he said, the Kiddush, he said, it's Maslap and Tzivis this point. It's Maslap and Tzivis, it's worse to talk between the Tzivis Yedayim and Birchas Hamoitzi then to talk between Birchas Hamoitzi and Achila, which is a tremendous Kiddush. She said, if that's the problem, this is something that Rafi was pointing out, so why didn't he say Hamoitzi and then Kiddush on wine? Make Birchas Hamoitzi, then do Kiddush over wine, and then drink your wine and then eat your Hamoitzi. If you're telling me that anything which is to do with the food related thing I can talk between Birchas HaMotzi and eating, well, making Kiddush is to do with the food related thing. So why don't you make HaMotzi, and then you've got a right to do Kiddush, and then drink the wine, and then make, eat your bread. Kids, everyone has to take kasha. What's going on here? Still come in Tana last day, Chazan Sefer, Sassamat, each one gives their own zochuk. Mahalach, we'll leave it as a kasha. So, let's see inside. Kasha Benetam. The kids are Paz, Vada, you see where we are, third line down. Kasha Benetam, the kids are Paz, Vada, we have Esek. Kiddush and Pas Sadna, I think, so Kiddush is Lach HaMaiti. Kiddush is Af HaMaiti, and therefore, there's no hashtag between Kiddush Yisidayim and Yamaiti. But how about my Gobletzuri? That's like Gobletzuri, that I have Esther in Roch Lachila. Are you bothered that you're making Esther between the Birchas HaMaiti and the drinking and the eating of the HaMaiti? That's our problem, says Tasis, because that's like Gobletzuri. But cross again, then you're not in the Tila Hesek. Suddenly you're guarding the Tila of the Hesek because you had no Hesek. You washed your hands and you made a mighty. So suddenly you didn't have Hesek. Oh, my God, the Sally Ayin. Something's in the couch on wine. So created my mighty. That's before my mighty. Your Hesek being a Tila. It would be Hesek between the Tila and the Achila.
And we're going to, he means bracha.
And the bracha of the achira, that's my soul, bracha of Amit. So that's the kasha. Tremendous kasha. Says the Tesis, I'm going to be miyashav, the mahalach asugi alpi the Rashbam. But obviously it's not going to be the Rashbam's shout out, it's going to be alpi the Rashbam. And here, there's something we have to be meisim leif, something which we have to pay attention to. A chiddush that came out from the Rashbam in the Mahalach of the Sugis, and the Rashbam even spoke out, is you're allowed to do kiddush on bread. So it's something which the Rashbam invented. You're allowed to do kiddush on bread. You knew that, Rashbam? No. See? Rashbam invented it. You're allowed to do kiddush on bread. Until now, we always thought Zacheyo Alayayim. But the Rashbam told us he had to give some bread. That's why at the end of time said, if you're making kids from bread, there's an answer what you're talking about, because there's an asterisk between the dime and the making and the bread. Okay? If you're making kids from bread, there's no problem. But now, the whole mahalach is going to be around this focal point. Can you or can you not make kids from bread? Rashbam told me you can. If you tell me you can make kids from bread, I can explain the sugya. I'll see the idea. I can explain, I'll feel the idea that you make this from bread. Let's see. Mir Yeshi Yasha Birushoi, the Pa'amim, or Yadaitoi, the Kaddish Eriftoi. Sometimes Rav would want to make Kiddush from bread. For your Noitel, he would wash his hands for the bread. Bach Gach, the Pa'amim, or Yenimlach, he would change his mind for your Kaddish Eriftoi, and would make Kiddush on wine. And you would be rely on that netzila. That means once Rashbam told me you can make kiddush from bread, I can explain what Rav Yitzchok was trying to say. Rav Yitzchok said to Rav Broino, you're telling me if you do netzila design kiddush hamoitzi to hefsek, that's not true because Rav did it sometime. When did Rav do it? When did Rav do it? Obviously, if Rav made kiddush on the bread, then I'd have a kasha, I'd have a raya. So when did Rav do it? When would be a case that Rav did kiddush on bread?
He's going to do it on bread.
He was planning to do it on bread. And then he changed his mind and did it on wine. That means he didn't kiddush to die him to make kiddush on bread. And Rashbam told us he can. Rashbam said he can do kiddush on bread. The reason that he decided to do kiddush on bread, and then he changed his mind and said, "No, I want to have wine," and he made kiddush on wine.
So it came up with it, and he relied on the
kiddush of time. He did first, and then he added bread after.
So it came up with his symbol.
Right.
There was no indication that he went for bread, went for wine. When he went for wine, he didn't wash. When he went for bread, he did wash. We've seen him. He's still alive, and he's done it. Okay. No,
we're straightening out the Rashbam.
Right. The Gemara says that you're telling me that you've got a hefsek can't be wrapped in kiddush on bread. What you did in the Zarkasha. Now, if you talk, wasn't part of this expression, but retarded, right? He realized what Bruno was saying, and he was answering back something. So it has to be they've got some shadow. So what did he mean? Made kiddush on bread. Made kiddush on bread, there's nothing to talk about. So you know what? This is what he means. It doesn't mean make kiddush on bread. It means he planned to make kiddush on bread. And then he changed his mind. And he changed his mind, then he made kiddush on wine. And then he had his bread. With that, and often the finish of dying. So you see that Rabbi Breno is wrong. Right? Very simple. You see, Bruno's wrong. If Bruno said we have a hefsek between the Tzidus Tzidayim and Achilas Amoitzi, you have to endure the Tzidus Tzidayim. And then the day, that's what Rav did.
Wouldn't Rav Bruno have been right if somebody came home and washed and sat down? Uh-oh, I thought I was eating bread right now. You didn't plan on having it? No, I plan on eating bread, but I don't know if I get it.
No.
I forgot it was there at Shabbat. It smells so good.
Why is that a chiluk and why is it a chaluk?
Because the intention of his washing wouldn't make it levasala like we learned yesterday.
Because Bruno said it is levasala.
One bread.
But Bruno says levasala, you have to wash again. That's what Rabbi Bruno said, yeah, sure. Rabbi Bruno said somebody who washes his hands with intention to eat bread, if he wants to do kiddush in between, he cannot do that. Why? Because if he does kiddush in between, he has to wash hands again with the broth.
So we can't even include Rabbi Bruno by saying if he didn't intend to, he forgot. No, that's what Rabbi Bruno was talking about.
Yeah.
If he did it, he would come on board, no?
No, why should they? It's a hashtag. You have the hashtag in between. That's the problem. So, that's the matter so far. So again, the Rashbam told us the chiddush, he can make kiddush on bread. And that's the way he explained the sukkah here. Now, what was the Ritzot's kasha? The Ritzot's kasha was that Rav did kiddush on bread. And therefore, you see there's no problem of a hefsek. So he says, if he did kiddush on bread, of course no hefsek, why not? Because? Because it's straight away after the broch of a mitzvah. Of course there's no hefsek. So what do you want for my life? So he says, no. You can make kiddush on bread, very good. So we're going to tell you the stuff. That he planned on making kiddush on bread. Very good. But then he changed his mind and made kiddush on wine. And now he has to make a new bracha. He would have had to make a new bracha, and yet he didn't. So you see, Bruno's wrong. So, if it's true you can make kiddush on bread, we have a problem on the Rashbam. Rain access Rashbam. Don't mash when they come on. The hall. Yeah, Masmer, come on. The Ain, Mabdin al-Abbas. It's apparent after later on you can't make kiddush on bread. Why? Dameima, Ameima, false tavis. Ameima went to bed hungry. Why Dameima went to bed hungry? Dameima didn't have wine. One month to Shabbos. So he would have had wine in the morning. So he said, you know, I'm not going to eat now a meal. I'm going to wait until the morning to make Abdullah. So he didn't eat. He went to bed to make Abdullah.
Oh, in the Moshe Shabbos.
Yeah. So he didn't have wine. So he said, I'm going to go to bed hungry and make Kiddush and make Abdullah in the morning. Now, what does that tell me?
He couldn't do Abdullah.
It tells me he couldn't have done Abdullah. If it had been named to Abdullah, he would have done it in the nighttime. So he had bread. He said he went to bed hungry, means he had the possibility of bread. And yet he didn't do Abdullah. Why not? Mukhach, he can't do Abdullah on bread. If so, says Taita, if you can't do Abdullah on bread, shouldn't that follow on? You can't do Kiddush on bread as well. Why? Why does that follow on? Say Kiddush from Abdullah. Kiddush is treated with greater stringency than Abdullah. Like we learned beforehand, that if you're in the middle of a meal and along comes Shabbos, you have to stop. But if along comes Motzei Shabbos, you can continue eating. That means we treat kiddush with greater stringency than we treat Abdullah. A kiddush. entering into Shabbat Kedusha that we've got to stop. And therefore, since Kiddush is more chomer than Havdalah, if Havdalah you can't make Havdalah over bread, surely Kiddush is also not made over bread. Second kasha. So the Kamal Aminon, and they told us a little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara thought about making Havdalah over beer. The Gemara thought, Kiddushay Udalim Kashinan, you can't do Kiddush over beer. Havdalim Avdilon, Mavdilinon, you can do Havdalah over beer. So you see again, what do you see from here? That Kiddush is more chomer than Havdalah. Kiddush you can't do with beer, but Havdalah you can. That's what the Gemara thought at least. Havdalah you can. So too, if you can't do Havdalah over bread, should be also you can't do Kiddush over bread.
It's
about beer.
The
Kiddush, that was earlier, yeah. The Shabbos Kivat, the Kiddush, that you, if you're eating a meal, you have to stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we rely on the source in the Zion to figure out we're talking about beer?
Yeah, it's just over here. Let's just look over here. It's the next Gemara. Shikha. They're talking about Shikha. It's the next one. We would learn it in Yom Hashem. It wouldn't be now, but the Gemara talks about... Where are you in Rafi?
No,
mention
we're in Rafi.
So he says like this. So he says, the Kamal Aminon. Sovaminon. The Kamal means soon, yeah? Sovaminon, Kiddushu, the Mekdishinon, Rafdilni, Mufdilinon. And that was referring to beer. If you want to look where he is, and that's Kuzayin of Dalit. The next onwards. It says here, yeah, you might as well read it together actually. It's 10 lines down on Kuzayin of Dalit in the Gemara.
What's the one
you can look?
Couple of
see? Amema came to a place where El Ranchami didn't have wine. I seen in his shikha, they brought him beer, but he used it, and he didn't do Havdalah. Or both Tolas, and he went to bed hungry. That's the first command. That's the place of course. Lamacha, Tarichna, they troubled themselves by seen in his and they brought him wine. But after they did Havdalah, but saw him in yet. A year later, Surik Lashin, again he came to that place, and again they didn't have wine, Avalon Khamo. I seen a shekha the boy in beer. Oh my, he said to himself, if every time I come here there's no wine but there's only beer, it's a sign that this is the local beverage. And therefore he did have dollar. But I'm Indian, yes. So the Gemara says, Mami no. Plus, you see from there, three things. And one of them is that you have to make Havdalah on beer. And a bit later on after that, the Gemara said, Stop Mami no, Kiddush Yudalem Ektishinon Ilavei Avravduli Mizdalino. That Kiddush you can't do on beer, but Havdalah you can. So again, I missed that, a couple of lines there. But maybe...
Minasta?
Bomine, the beginning of the line is Bomine. You see the beginning of the line there, Bomine?
Yeah.
Bomine of Hunam Rabchisto, change the gear, so it's Rabchisto Mavona. Mao Ligdusi Hashikha, can you do Kiddush on beer? Oma Hashto, Oma Piruzumo, Viteino, Vasani, Vasni. The Bomine Mirabchia. So the Gemara says, basically what the Gemara is saying is that you can't. And then the Gemara says, Sovimino, Kiddush will remake the Shino in your way. You can't do Kiddush, but Abdulim is the Lino, but you can't do Hazdalah on it. But the Gemara, what the Gemara, what Tais is bringing from there, we see the Gemara understood in the order of Chamir, in the order of what's more chomo, Kiddush is more chomo than Abdul. Right? So that's what the Gemara is bringing. Here we're saying you can make Kiddush on bread. If you can't do Havdalah on bread, you can't do Kiddush on bread. So how can the Rashbam say Shabbos? That Rav and make kiddush on bread. It's impossible. You can't do that. I mean, if you can't make Abdallah on bread, you certainly can't do kiddush on bread. So we're going to see an answer about it in a second. We're going to take a break here to share with you a bomb kasha that Yossi asked yesterday. A bomb kasha doesn't have an answer. It's a bomb kasha. It's good to have a bomb kasha. That Yossi said one of the rice the Satan wants to bring is from the fact on Friday night, if you're eating, you have to stop. And I'm not just Shabbos if you're eating in Gimdari. So what do we see from that? A kiddush is more chomer. The answer has nothing to do with more chomer. Why is it that if you're in the middle of a Shabbos meal, Friday meal, sorry, and Shabbos comes in, you have to stop? Because Shabbos is coming, cover Shabbos, you have to stop. Why is it if you're in the middle of Shabbos Shuddin, you don't stop? Because it's cover Shabbos. So both of them are just cover Shabbos, keep going or you stop. So not many write that kiddush is more chomer. All you see is the cover Shabbos tells me that if Shabbos comes in, stop. And if Shabbos comes to going out, don't get Shabbos out. Keep Shabbos going. So we never write that Shabbos, that Abdallah is less chomer than kiddush. All we have a write is the cover Shabbos tells me, don't stop your meal, keep Shabbos going. That's Rabbi Yossi's horror. That was Rabbi Yossi's horror. But that was based on Anocha, that the reason why when Abdallah comes on Shabbos is you keep going because of Kavod Shabbos. Which is what the Gemara said. No, the Gemara said, Tani Loi what was the loss of the Gemara? I didn't make this up. Loi Mikav Yechidoi. Second, we learned Shani Lon Bein Yuli Yoimo La Fuki Yoimo. That bringing in Shabbos, the earlier the better, and taking out of Shabbos, the later the better. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, that was a pshat also earlier, why let us speak about Abdallah.
Our daily kiddush you have to stop, right?
Why do kiddush you have to stop?
Because the Shabbos comes in.
Covered Shabbos.
But Abdallah, you don't need to stop.
Why don't you need to stop for Abdallah?
Yeah, because the Shabbos also.
Oh, if so, then there's no raya. The Rashbam says, Kim Jesus was from Shabbos Ejim, Zekhoi Shabbos, Shugoi Mesudosa, Yap Lakash Yisrael. That's covered Shabbos to keep going. So, we've got a raya that Motzei Shabbos is less chomer than Friday night. It just happens to be that covered Shabbos tells me to keep going. It could be, but you need to do it on. And so what are we saying? You can't do Abdallah on bread on Abdallah. Very good. But maybe you can do kiddush on bread. If kiddush was more chomer than Abdallah, then we've got a good kavah chomer. Right, we've got a good kavah chomer. If ready, you can't do Abdallah over bread, which is less chomer, certainly kiddush is more chomer, you shouldn't be able to over bread. But it's not the fact that kiddush is more chomer. The fact is, Kavod Shabbos tells me you should stop. And Kavod Shabbos tells me to keep going.
Isn't bread more chomer than wine anyhow? That's what we cover it.
No, but we do it on the wine.
We do it on the wine. Wine has got certain chashivas over bread. Bread doesn't like it.
Right.
Bread doesn't like that wine has a chashivas, but it has a chashivas over it. Yes, it does. More of the Schweitzer. Yeah.
Because you have to stop
and by Abdallah you have to stop. And by Abdallah, sometimes you keep going to the covered Shabbos. So where do we see? All we see is that Kavod Shabbos tells me, Tirchus Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos tells me, keep going. But in Hilchus Abdallah, you don't see Abdallah's Muhammad Eshamah. All you see is that Hilchus Kavod Shabbos tells me, don't stop, you'll be Mizalzul Shabbos by stopping.
Whenever we're going between Kiddush and Mandala, we're from Makaros, we're looking for infant Mash.
No, where's Mash Rice? What are we looking for? We're looking for
from one to the other.
We're
looking for a source for halakha.
Not on. So
that's what they've been working on. This whole soup.
Very good. So speak. So what's the inference? Where do we see that Kiddush is Muhammad than Adam?
We're inferring based on Kavod Shabbos that it is Muhammad.
No. All we're inferring is
because you have to stop. You can keep going. We don't have those luxuries with Abdallah.
By Abdallah you can keep going. Right? Abdallah you can keep going.
Right, right.
Why can you keep going? Because Abdallah is less common.
Right. You have the luxury with Abdallah because it's less.
No, I'll tell you why, because you're being Mizalzul Shabbos otherwise.
It goes with that, but it's a
it's Mizalzul Shabbos, so that's why. That maybe Abdallah needs bread. Abdallah's got a certain stringency in his bread. You can't tell me Abdallah is less chomer than Kiddush because Abdallah you can keep going. Because it's not the Abdallah that tells me you can keep going. It's the Shabbos that tells me keep going.
So the problem is they use the Gemara citing one thing versus just saying we can infer from
the bomb counter, yeah.
That's what it is. So I have something to say. Tell us when it's dark so we can do Abdallah. We don't want to.
Right?
I believe I can hear.
Right?
Okay,
that's a question which you can think about. You've got some
water.
What about water?
My kids are not going to be able to drink. By a low, you can see your.
Is
that not a full shot? If you did a vote.
So Gemara didn't bring that one though. Gemara didn't bring that. What you're saying? You're saying that Shabbos Kevas you can't drink water, and Yom Tov then Abdullah Kevas you can drink water. Alright. If you're happy with that. I think the question deserves better. So, okay, well think about this, because it's a very good question. But a great pastor. The Moshe Saxon will come up with a good tariff afterwards. So we're giving you that role to come up with an answer.
I thought about the question before, and what I came up with is that when we say that Kiddush is more chamor, and you say no, it's because of Shabbos. Why not because of Shabbos? But you see, in Hilchos Shabbos, we give more precedence to Kiddush.
Yes, it's Shabbos, that's all.
Fine,
but Hilchos Abdallah, not. There's two different dinim. Hilchos Abdallah tells me I have to do on bread. Hilchos Shabbos tells me you keep going. The two separate Hoshaychas. L'chayyot. Stop.
Well, that's why maybe
okay. The
suggestions are given. I mean,
that's what
the only
thing. Come on. So he just gives two suggestions, doesn't mean that the first one's garbage. I mean, what's the raya? Stop. A good heart. So don't ask this kasha. Says Tesis. What's the kasha? You're telling me you can't do. You can do Kiddush on bread, but you can't do Abdallah on bread. If you can't do Abdallah on bread, you certainly shouldn't be able to do Kiddush on bread. Says Tesis. No. They ain't a kasha. It's not a kasha. I mean, they got a good terrace. What's the terrace? You see where we are? That's 6 signs up in the narrow lines. They ain't a kasha. Take a time. There's a rationale for it. Take even the mitzvah listed to the Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah to eat to the Shabbos. Shaykh Kiddush ala pas. It's Shaykh Kiddush on bread. It makes sense to say that you can make Kiddush on bread. Because all you make Shabbos is bread. And that's our job today. So therefore Kiddush, which is there to sanctify the day, it makes sense, you can do it together with your eating Shabbos. There's no deen, I know there's deen of Malka, but it's not the deen of eating Shabbos, and therefore Abdullah has gone on Shaykhid saying, the Oynej, then I've been doing it. And therefore it doesn't make sense to do it over Pasch. Havdalah should be done over wine. Why wine? Wine is the item which is used when we want to thank Hashem. We want to thank Hashem, we use wine. We want to give shiur to tishpachos, we use wine. And therefore we should use wine for Havdalah. And therefore we've got no kosher kin. It's true, wine, Havdalah, maybe kiddush is more common than wine. But the reason why you do kiddush over bread is because it makes sense. It makes sense. You're there to give shevach about the Oynik Shabbos. Kiddush with Oynik Shabbos are directly connected. That's the end game. To make kiddush on bread. On Motzei Shabbos, then shechus to the meal. And therefore, to make kiddush over, Havdalah over wine, which is the item used by those and shoes. You have to remember, we're talking about Rav. Rav holds, kiddush doesn't have to be made with Mokum Suda. Does not have to make Mokum Suda. But yet, Tzitzit says this far. Because Tzitzit, although kiddush doesn't have to be made with the Suda, it definitely makes sense as an Inyan of Oynik Shabbos. And when you make kiddush with this, sanctify the day with your Oynik Shabbos, they too go hand in hand. You don't have to make them together, but you can make them together. And if you make them together, they are connected. They're connected. Shinkin Abdullah, Matzah Shabbos, no Shaykhs between each. So we have a pshat. We have a pshat in the Rashbam. The Bama, the upper of the Rashbam, pshat in the Sugya. Rashbam in the Sugya tells me that you can make it on bread. That was the Hanukkah. You make it on bread, and that's how we built up the Sugya. The Rav made kiddush on bread. When, what, and how? So Taish was added, it means you made kiddush on bread. It means you wanted to make kiddush on
bread.
Then you change the mind, you made it on wine. Taish said, I'm saying that in the Rashbam. Right? He said, Epsa Miriesi Yasa Piusai. Does the Rashbam hold in this chat? How do you know?
Just trying to make it not be a conscious thing at all.
Said about how do you know the Rashbam himself doesn't hold this trust? That originally made it, starts at bread, and then he changed his mind and made it on wine.
So he can't be making it. He said that every wine, bread, same, it should be the same. Then, you know, it has nothing to do about what his intent was, Pila or with the other.
The owner's there. Yonah's there. The Rashbam says that they didn't answer back to Rav Bruna. Rav Bruna did not answer back to Rav, say, what are you talking about? There's a difference between if you made kiddush over wine, you made kiddush over bread. Right? Vice versa, there's no difference. That's what I'm sure I'm saying now. But they didn't answer back and say, one second, Rav Yitzchak made over bread. And I'm talking about what you made over wine. According to this, Rav also made it over wine. He didn't make it over bread. He didn't make it over bread, he made it over wine. So what's Rashbam saying? Why didn't they answer back and say that? One second. If he's talking about when you made it over bread, and I'm not talking about when you made it over wine. Vice story says, oh, there's no difference. But the story was, according to that, they said, Das. The story was, he actually made it over wine. Originally, he was planning to make it on bread. Then what happens? Changed his mind. And made it over wine. From the Melis, the Casano Bruno. So the whole Rashbam doesn't read. So Avadi's not saying it in the Rashbam. So Rashbam himself said that the kasha was that he made it on bread. So which places is that I cannot accept? That shot I can't accept. Why can't I accept that, Rabbi?
No,
no, no!
Because there was no objection by the other two.
No!
Because they didn't go back, he relied on washing.
Because there's no answer! You're washing and making a motion, there's no answer! There's no hesek. I can't accept this shot.
Right, so it has to be.
There's no hesek.
Yes.
So if you want to tell me you made that shot is on the Gemara, they made kiddush on bread, I'll have to tell you it means he wanted to make kiddush on bread, but then he changed his mind.
That's what you like to
have. If you're going to tell me pshat in the Gemara means he made kiddush on bread, I'll accept that pshat, but not like you're saying. Not that he actually made the kids on bread, because that can't be. Why can't it be?
Because there's no hesek between his philosophy amongst
his name. Right, because there's no hesek. So what are you asking? You're saying, if you saw your Brunner, you lost your marbles, you've forgotten what the Rav said, because Rav made kids on bread. Of course he made kids on bread, there's no hesek. And you're telling me a case where there was a hesek. So if you want to say your pshat, says Jesus, that he made kiddush on bread, it means he wanted to make kiddush on bread. But in actual fact, he changed his mind after he made kiddush on wine. Right? That's if you want to say your pshat. That pshat in the Gemara means he made kiddush on bread. But then we can accept that. Then I don't have a kasha. Then you've got it. If you did have a time on a bruna, there might be a hesek of kiddush in between. If you want to say that pshat in the Gemara means because there is a means they make kiddush on bread, then we'll have to say what it means is he wanted to make kiddush on bread. Not that he actually made kiddush on bread. That can't be. Because the hesek, happy, well done, you're getting it. The hesek has a good. Okay? That is till here. Mikol Boker. We're three lines up in the airline. Second, first word in the line is Yeshua. Mikol Boker. Near it, there'll be no town. Te'ein Mekajin Arafaz Kanal. You cannot make kids on bread. Bechlam. I'll just force the pshat in the Gemara based on the Rashbam, which no, I don't hold of it. You can't make kiddush on bread. There's nothing like that. That was the kiddush of the Rashbam. That's not the pshat. You cannot make kiddush on bread. Hey, make kiddush on bread.
That's a fundamental argument between Tosafot.
Right. Can you make kiddush on bread? Rashbam said, "Posse in the Gemara." And Rabbi Nathan said, "Not like that." Hey, make kiddush on bread. So what's going on? The Och person. Pshat in the Gemara is like this. Hanoitel Yodov Lo Yikadish. Says Rav Bruna, somebody washes his hands for bread, cannot make kiddush on wine first. Why not? Mishum Disfile Le Rav. Because Rav holds, Yeish Kiddush Shaloi B'mokim Suda. Rav holds, you can make kiddush and not, you don't have to eat afterwards. And therefore, if you get involved in something else, we're worried you'll get carried away, and you won't eat your bread. You won't eat your bread. You'll get carried away, you'll go outside, and you won't eat your bread. If Yitzchak said it's not true, Zimnin Zechaviv Eleitzo. Sometimes Rav loved the bread. Chaviv Eleitzo. He loved the bread. And Mekadish Eleitzo. And he made kiddush on bread. What do you mean make kiddush on bread? I can't. What's the opinion of the town hall? Cannot make kiddush on bread. Keloima. What it means is, have a Mekadish Achamra. Aldas lechol miyad yifto. He would make kiddush on wine with intention straight away, because he was so hungry, straight away to eat bread afterwards. Have a noitel miyad yod of kodim kiddush. He would wash his hands before kiddush. And the mela. You see that there's no problem of washing before kiddush. Miss out the next five lines, we'll come back to it. And then we're going to the next time, third word on the line. V'zimnin d'chaviv l'eichamra, this is all pshat in the Gemara. V'zimnin d'chaviv l'eichamra, ave mekadosh l'eichamra. Sometimes he would like wine, he wasn't so hungry, he would make kiddush on wine, shaloi b'mokim ritza, not in the time of eating a meal d'ayin asuda. Tesvir l'eish kiddush shaloi b'mokim ritza. Because Rav holds, you can do that. Rav holds, you can do kiddush, even shaloi b'mokim ritza. So Meila says of any time, you want no pshat in the sukkah, like this. The Brunner says if you make kiddush you can't wash your hands first with plan and see the bread. Because they have sick. Why is they have sick? Why is they have sick?
Because you're gonna now
get carried away. You'll get carried away. You'll get carried away, yeah? Says Rabbi Natan, it's not true. Rav did exact that. Sometimes Rav was hungry. And Rav, therefore, he would make kiddush on bread, meaning he would make kiddush on wine with intention to eat bread straight afterwards. And he would do that. He would wash first and do that. So you see, mommy, it's what you're saying, Rav did forget. You've forgotten it. Because clearly Rav says, okay, sometimes he makes kiddush just on wine. Sometimes he makes kiddush on wine with intention to eat bread. And he would wash his hands first, so he can do it. So you see that my brother said this wrong.
I would say that Rav never asked me my kids for pretty sound bread.
Never. Chas v'chalila. There's no such thing as making kids on bread.
I'll ask that he's going to have
it. Right.
Because why is there no such thing on
bread? Because you see, Abdullah can't do that. And kids is more common than Abdullah. Yeah?
He said the expression, he made kiddush on bread, he meant he did it on wine, but he was really thinking about the bread.
He had the bread there.
That bread.
And what happened that he said before he said kiddush, he used bread?
What? Right.
Then he says on the yayin.
Oh, kiddush
on the wine. Drinks the wine, and then he makes the maishi. He wants to
kiddush
on the wine.
What about saying no this
year? Oh, yeah, if you're going to go off and I say kiddush on the wine, so kiddush like we all do. Drink up the wine, and then he would make the maishi.
Wine is together with Rissa. As opposed to get some wine by itself.
Right.
For later.
The third place has finished off that line. Umanda Saba in Kiddush Elab Mokim Sudam. And the one that holds that, and according to Shita Shmuel, holds in Kiddush Elab Mokim Sudam, which is what we all hold of. Goes against the night of Yadav and Mekadesh, you may certainly wash your hands and make Kiddush, because no chesed will get carried away. Because you have to eat. So there we have to ask. Comes out and says, it comes out in a town. Clearly, that Kunzlat comes with sugar, if you want to eat, but we all be always going to eat, there's no problem of washing your hands first, making kiddush no hefsek, and you can eat straight away afterwards. That's what comes out from Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to go over the stuff of Rabbeinu Tam about there, and then with a point that we missed out in places, that we're going to speak out to this. Rabbeinu Tam takes issue with Rashbam on the fact that you can make kiddush on bread. You can't do that. Rias, two rias, you can't make kiddush on bread. You can't do avdol on bread, you can't make kiddush on bread. So you can't make kiddush on bread. If so, you can't tell me any more pshat in the sugya like the Rashbam did. Rashbam was saying that he made kiddush on bread, and you see there's no problem with hefsek. Can't be, because you can't make kiddush on bread. Even according to Hasesus, changed the stuff of Rashbam. And it means he originally planned to make kiddush on bread, but then he changed his mind and made kiddush on wine. Also can't be, because he can never make kiddush on bread. He can't be originally planned to make kiddush on bread. So that wasn't the pshat. So what is the pshat? Pshat is the thing. If Bruno said you can't make kiddush on wine and then wash your hands before kiddush on wine and then eat the bread meal, why?
Can't take kiddush.
You can't wash your hands. Get carried away. Because you get carried away in your leaf. You can't. It is. That's the problem. To your leaf. And if your leaf, it's a problem, right? So Mamela says a bono, if you wash your hands, you can't wash your hands before. Just before you eat, you have to wash your hands, then you're not going to get carried away. But here, because you might get carried away. You can't. And this is Rav Shitot, you all, you don't need to eat say after you want to. Say after you kiss. Says Yitzhak, it's not true. The exact same thing happened. Exact same thing happened. Not inference. The exact same thing happened. The Rav sometimes wanted to eat his meal. I was obviously made kiddush on wine first. And he was asked beforehand. And sometimes Rav didn't want to eat the meal, and therefore he just made kiddush. But the exact same thing happened, that sometimes Rav would want to have his meal, and he would wash his hands first, and he would make kiddush, and he wasn't concerned about getting carried away. And you see, it's okay. So there, Mamela says to Rabbeinu Tam, both are going to Rav in a case where he wants to eat. And certainly come to those that hold he needs to eat afterwards, there's no problem whatsoever in making kiddush first before washing first before kiss. Right? That's what comes out from Shiddur Pesach.
What did you say about Bruna
said? Bruna said if you wash your hands beforehand, it's a problem because you'll get carried away. And therefore you should not wash your hands beforehand.
That's the good Rav.
The Bruna
you can't make kiddush.
Why not? Why not? After washing hands. Why?
That's why.
Because you get carried away. Therefore you have to get somebody else to do it, and therefore you won't get carried away because you weren't involved in it. You're just this. Right?
Okay.
You know?
I mean, it seems to be, for the error, I'm not sure.
No, so what do you want to say from that?
It's not passing that for the purpose of passing the right. That would keep him more.
If you involve yourself in things, then the problem is you forget. If you don't involve yourself, you're just waiting for your bread, then there's less chance of you getting of leaving.
Here's kiddush. We don't want him to do kiddush.
We don't want him to involve himself in something else.
Kiddush, which is
involvement in something else.
That's better for your house.
Because he doesn't need to eat the meal off.
He's saying that there's an aspect between that and the bread. He's saying the kiddush for wine.
It's not an aspect. You'll get carried away. Since you're involving yourself, you'll get carried away forgetting to eat afterwards. Eat bread off.
So somebody else doing it, just feeling able.
To think I'm not involving myself in something. Yeah. My mind is on my bread. I'm not involving myself in something else. And therefore, I'm not at risk of getting carried away.
There's somebody is taking my mind off the bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the end, everybody says no, that's not the case.
And the end
this does not take it away.
Right. Right.
This is Thomas really redefining of this. What the Gemara means was that Rav holds that Rav said that he was Hadesh on Arikta. Not really that he's making Kiddush on Arikta. Right.
Kiddush on a bread setting. Kiddush in a bread setting. Kiddush means wine. He made kiddush in a bread setting.
Right.
So there's one point that we missed out, four words in Tosfos. Rizomi lemzigas kais kiddush precious there. Didn't explain it because we haven't done the Tosfos yet. We have to do this Tosfos eventually, but this point is referring back to Machlekes Bishamayim B'Hillel about whether you wash your hands before you pour the cup of wine or you don't. This is what Yossi Meir wants before. Tosfos, in the previous Tosfos which we haven't learned, which we will learn, the very first Tosfos, I think it was. The second Tosfos is old that Meziga is a very intricate process, and that we're worried you'll get carried away.
But we are worried.
Yeah, that point, yes. So you would do Meziga first, and then you would wash your hands and make kiddush. That's the Mahalach of Tosfos, which we'll learn. But the reason why I'm saying it is because Rashbam also brought it. Rashbam also brought in this idea of Meziga. Look at the Rashbam. Miu lechatchila. Miu lechatchila. It's 12 lines down in the middle. No, it's Rashbam over here.
The first Rashbam?
I understand. The
second one.
The second Rashbam. Yeah, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down in the white line.
First word is Shmuel.
First word is Shmuel. So there, the Rishonim speak out, the Ram speaks out, Shafner Ashba, that Rav washed his hands before Kiddush. But Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, you shouldn't wash your hands before Kiddush because of the opinion of Beit Hillel in Brochus. Beit Hillel in Brochus holds that you should wash your hands only after Kiddush. And Rav washed his hands beforehand, and therefore Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that.
Because of the tumor.
So the question is, well, we'll come to that. The question is, if Lechatchila you shouldn't do it, so why was he doing it? Why did Rav do it if Lechatchila you shouldn't do it? So that's the question which the Ran asked. And the Ran answers that Rav particularly was an exception of a case, because since he was so wanted the bread, for him, the bread had such a chasivus for it. The Hashem Shum the Chavivus for the Rifta of his Ochi. The bread was so chasiv for him, that's why he would wash his hand for bread, even though you, what was the song of the Kuntarab, sorry, he washed his hand
before, and then he eventually diluted the wine after. Or if he straight away washed his hands, then did it, whatever.
Well, how do you see you shouldn't wash for you should?
Yeah, that was the Pshavas of Satan. The Rashbam didn't know that. Right. So they have the Rashbam understood the Rashbam. There's nothing to do with what Satan is going to say about Sotna Chatzilas Mikukada. What Satan is going to say. Because the Rashbam understood the Rashbam, meaning Sam. That is God Machlik Bisham Bitila. Machlik has to be Choshes for Bisham Bitila. So although I just told you that you can wash your hands before Kiddush, before making Kiddush on wine, said the Rashbam, but Achatzilas you shouldn't do that. And I, the Rav did. That was because for him bread was so chosov, that's why he washed his hands first. But generally you shouldn't wash your hands before Kiddush.
How do you get that out of the Christmas shop?
That's what kind of explanation.
When you should dilute the wine, not when you should wash Kiddush.
Because then I understand that Moshe means diluting and all that. Moshe means preparing your drinking the wine.
Right, but it's not just saying all the preparatory stages should be done before washing.
No, that's how Satan understood. Alushan didn't understand that. And so Moshe means just process pouring and drinking. And then you wash your hands for your bread. I don't know how you understand it. So you say and understand, mostly Akhmedin means you pour your wine in the drink and then you wash your hands from bread. So that's not what you can say to the Rashbam. So the Rashbam say that although Rashbam is telling me you can wash your hands before Kiddush, and Lechatchila you shouldn't wash your hands before Kiddush. So this Minhag HaYekin, which we've been discussing, is Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the way we've come out, okay, perfectly okay. You can wash your hands before Kiddush. From the Rashbam, Lechatchila you shouldn't. And there is one more sitter which we're going to be learning next week, so I'll tell you where you should look. Look at the Rif. The Rif is Daf Chaf Beis Omid Aleph. Very carefully, you should do it very slowly this year. Okay, very, very slowly the Rif.
Chaf Beis,
Chaf Beis, Rif.
Have Rif?
No, that's the false one. This is the Rif. This is the Rif, right? So, the Rif.
No,
Omar Bruno Merav. Until here you are. Omar Bruno Merav. Until Vechein Hachasam.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're very slowly. There is.
Where's the Hachasam?
So Vechein Hachasam.
Not on the page though. Right here.
Yeah, it's got a different page.
The end.
So Vechein Hachasam. And then do the run. The run is on the page. Run's over here.
Run it.
I'll do this again.
What?
Here is the run.
Okay.
So
not on the other.
So from not on Yodov.
What's the deeper muscle on the run?
Not on Yodov.
Deal when?
The problem.
Till
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
You see where it is, Joe?
Yeah.
Right? These are another bunch of mahalkim to understand the sugar, and we come up with kind of a halacha. So with your thoughts, total thoughts, this is Basha. Funny pasuk at the beginning. Pasuk says, So Pasuk starts off saying that Moshe wrote the Mitzvahim, that means the things that happened to them, Mitzvahim as they traveled, and these are their travelings. I'm now going to tell you the list of the travelings and the occurrences that happened there. So all that been him off. There's a change of expression. Mitzayim, 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 Mitzayim. There's still a few answers to this. A person often thinks that because of my, I'm driving down the road, I have an accident. So why did the accident happen? So I was driving down the road, right? Or I arrived in a Siberia, or another car. Somebody went to the Canaries and drowned. So why did he drown? Because he was in the Canaries, right? So the things that happen are because of what he did, where he went, and what happened to him. So that's not the right hashkafa. It's not true. The Hashem wanted X and Y to happen to him, and therefore Hashem brought him to this place in order that that should happen. And that's what this pasuk means. A person normally looks at it as the mitzayim, the occurrences happen because that's where he arrives. It's not true. Hashem brought them to these places in order that these occurrences happen. We came to tomorrow and there's no water. Why don't we have water? Because we came tomorrow? No. Hashem wanted a situation. We shouldn't have water for that. Therefore he brought us tomorrow. And that contains it, the right way of looking at things, that you don't regret, wow, chaval, I moved to Beit Shemesh, now I've got these sorrows. It's not true. Hashem, obviously, you need to improve yourself, because Hashem wanted to give you these sorrows, because, and therefore brought you to Beit Shemesh, or whatever it should be. Or the other way around as well. He wants to give you great opportunities, so he brought you to Beit Shemesh for that. In the Aseret Machah Chodesh, which we will not be saying this week, it talks about the story of David and Yonasan. Yonasan was, David was being chased after Saul, and they wanted to see if Saul was angry with David. So they made this simon. They shot the arrows. David was hiding, they shot the arrows. And if Yonasan would say the following, he would say like this, if I would say to the knife, "Hina achitzim mincha ve'ena, achitzim ah mincha ve'ena," go and get them. Then it's okay, everything's good. You're okay. But if I say to the yachal, "Hina achitzim mincha ve'hala," the arrows are further than you. That's the code word that you're in danger and what? Leh ki shilach ko Hashem, go, because Hashem has sent you. So they ask, what is it, Bloch from Telt, ask, why then? Go. So they run, escape. Yeah, what's go? Go means go. Yeah, like the travel. Leh. So he says, should they run? The answer is no. Every message that Hashem, even at birth time when a person has to run, is not because Hashem making you run, but rather because Hashem wants you to go to that place. Why is Hashem making it that Sabda Mera didn't have to run away from Saul? Not because Hashem doesn't want him here, but rather because Hashem wants him to be in another place. All the tribulations that we have is Hashem wants us to be in particular places in order that we should have X, Y, and Z happening to us. So go, this is one of the masois that you have to do. One of the masois you have to do. Hashem wants you in that place. He said that he was in before the war. you know, something snitched about him. Somebody was mulching him, and because of that he had to pick up his bags and run away from Poland and come to America. Rabbi Tolk, Rabbi Avram Bloch from Tolk. So he had to run away. And then the war broke out and his whole family got wiped out. He was in America, his whole family was wiped out in America, in Poland. And he realized that no, the reason why he had that terrible story that somebody snitched on him, he had to pick up his bags and go there, is because Hashem wanted him to be in America, so he should be safe. And therefore Hashem made this story happen. But all these things that happen, it's not I'm in America because of this story. No, Hashem wanted to save him. Why Hashem didn't want to save the rest of his family, it's not our business. Hashem wanted to save him. In order to save him, Hashem made it that he has all these malshim. And the truth is, that's what the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik was, and Yaakov. Hashem wanted Yaakov in Mitzrayim. He could have done it by bringing him down with Shalshon Shabbat, because now in Isaac is with Yosef. But that's the story of the six parashot that we have to realize. Why we're here and what we're doing in it is all direct plan from the adventure, and we want it. We accept this and build on it.
Oh, that's good.